Chapter 2. Animal Language. Dr. Doolittle's patients became fewer and fewer. Finally, he had only one patient left. That patient had a great idea. He thought that the doctor should become a vet. Polynesia the parrot agreed. She could help Dr. Doolittle to do this. She would teach the doctor how to talk to animals. This way, the doctor could ask animals directly about their problems. Polynesia started by teaching him her language, the language of birds. Next, she taught him the language of dogs. She kept teaching him new languages. The doctor wrote down everything she said in his notebook. With Polynesia's help, the doctor learned the language of almost every animal. He became the best vet there was. Unlike other vets, he could understand what animals were saying. One day, a horse was taken in to see Dr. Doolittle. His vet could not figure out what was wrong with him. But the horse simply told Dr. Doolittle what the trouble was. He needed glasses. So Dr. Doolittle made glasses for him. It is more difficult to be a vet than a doctor. When your patients are people, they tell you what they are feeling. Animals can't do that, so most vets have to guess. But not Dr. Doolittle. All of the animals told each other about the vet who could talk to animals. He became famous. Animals all over the world heard about Dr. Doolittle. And with all these new patients, Dr. Doolittle had enough money to feed his animals. He even had enough money for himself, too. Things were looking up.